Today we declare that God is able, and we agree in prayer that God is good, and where two or more are gathered in His name, He is in our midst. So we gather and we pray for our nation. May we submit to Your will, Lord, and show the world Your goodness and light. We gather and pray for our cities. May we cherish and promote community and live in unity with one another. We gather and pray for our government, that our leaders might inhabit goodness, righteousness, and charity for the people they serve. We gather and pray for our churches. May we lift up one another in love and practice self-sacrifice for the good of the gospel and those in need. We gather and pray for our families. May we be strengthened by Your word and bound by love to one another. We gather and pray for our schools and teachers. May all be protected and provided for, set on a solid ground of nurturing and learning. We gather and pray in Your name, Lord. We humble ourselves and ask for Your forgiveness for where we have failed. We know You are able to do all things. Thank You for hearing our prayers.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a blessed day today. That God is with you. That you are blessed. And I know some of you cannot see all of the blessings, but just know that if your circumstances are changing right before your eyes, somebody comes up and does certain things or helps you in this way or that way, or a door opens and what you were looking for exactly is satisfied. You know, you got to know that the Spirit of God is a spirit and not a man. And so He's not going to walk up and tell you, I just did that. But just know the Spirit moves people, moves situation. When God makes a decision, the earth has to move and do what it tells the world to do, the earth to do. So, you know, be inspired and raise your hands up in praise when things get solved and when your blessings come through. And I pray that you see them through spiritual eyes and not through the world's eyes, because the world can only see things the world's way. So if you're looking through the world's eyes or worldly eyes, you won't see the move of God around you. You just think it's you or your contacts or what you got going or who you know, that's what you'll think. Oh, it's me. I got it like that. Well, then you keep thinking that. But you're gonna miss seeing God's hand and praising Him along the way, letting Him know, thank you, Father, for working things out. Thank you for Your hand being there. Just know that He is with you each and every step of the way. With that said, let me take a moment and tell each and every one of you that you are welcome, welcome, welcome in this space that we call worship, accepted in the beloved. Amen. So we thank God for this day. We thank Him for the breath of life and that we're still here, that we're blessed with our health and strength. And even if you're in a wheelchair, you had enough strength to make it to where you are today. So we just thank God for you, that you're still here, that you're blessed, that you're anointed, that God is with you, no matter what stage you're in. Amen, amen, amen. Now, every Sunday I ask for a praise report. And that is a report where something happened in your life that you didn't do. You had no control over the situation, but it happened for you. And you know it couldn't have been nothing but the hand of God in your life. Do I have any praise reports this morning? Well, I got to tell you, I got one. I woke up this morning with my health and my strength. I woke up this morning and heard the quietness. You know, when you walk through the forest, you hear these bugs that start buzzing in the middle of the night and they buzz all night long. Well, I heard that this morning, and that I know that's nothing but the creation that God made all around me. I see the sun today. I know the moon went to sleep. Okay? And that I'm here today, blessed, anointed, walking in God's covenant and his promises, the ones that Jesus came and told us about. Praise his holy name this morning. Amen. With that said, are there any prayer requests this morning? Does someone have something specific that we need to pray about? And when I say specific, you don't have to say exactly what it is. If it's a job, say job. If it's money, say finances. If you need your bills paid, say finances. Okay? If you're looking for other things, say what they are. You don't have to be exact. You don't have to be specific. Okay? And no one's face is uncovered right now, so just speak.
I'm going to say I need prayer in every area of my life right now. There's some things happening that I don't understand, so I'm getting quiet and I ask for your prayers.
Amen. Now, this is one of God's beloved that's asking for our prayers this morning. So I want all of you to point toward the screen. And I want you to pray with me because you may be in the same shoes one day, having a need or a want, and wanting your brothers and sisters to pray right along with you because there's more power when more than one, or when two come in agreement, and when there's three, it's even better. Okay, the prayers are multiplied as if there's 100 people praying. So raise your hand toward the screen, and let's pray for one of God's beloved this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Lord, we want to thank you this morning. We want to thank you that you are God, our Father, Yahweh. You're the Lord of our lords, God of all gods. And we thank you for you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for Jesus, who's our Lord, our Savior, our King, our High Priest, that he is here with us and that he is worthy to be praised. And we invite the Holy Spirit of promise into this meeting and into each and every one of our lives, for he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Today we come praying for one of your beloved who's asking for prayer, Lord. She's asking for you to see her situation, for the light to shine upon it, and for your will and your way to move upon this situation, and to have an effect upon it, to change the circumstances, to change the way it's going, and to cover this young lady in the blood of the Lamb and cover each and every one of us in that same blood, the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, guide her through this, Holy Spirit. Walk with her. Move, Holy Ghost, and touch those around her. Touch their hearts, touch their ways. Open the door of opportunity for her, Father, for we know you got it provided. But we know the enemy tries to hide your word, your blessings, and keep them from coming to us. But Father, today we just confess that he is moved out of the way, that his plans are canceled. And anybody that's praying against us, Father, let that prayer that they are trying to do, that evilness, die right now. We all confess in the name of Jesus that it is moved. Father. And we thank you that your blessings shine through. Let the light shine that others may see. Thank you, Father, right now. We also pray that through this message, that whatever is supposed to touch, whoever is supposed to touch, let it make it, Father. Let them see in the spirit and see what God is saying to each and every one of us, Lord. And let this prayer, this lesson, strengthen all of our wills. And let it touch this beloved member today. Let her touch her strength, her will, her passion for life, and everything that she has going forth. Let it move them to stand. And when you don't have the wherewithal, continue to stand and let him see your faith. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. And Lord, thank you for using me for your benefit and for your glory to give out the word this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray today. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. You know, I went through some things this week. And as I went through them, there's only one thing that was guiding and bringing me through. And that is the will that God put inside of me. And if I had not had that will on certain things, I may have given up. So I want you all to listen to this lesson, because it is about the will, our will. And our will determines our choices. And so we go through life and, you know, we have many things that hit us. Some things are setups. Some things are things that are supposed to hit us and teach us. God is trying to teach us something. So we're having to go through a few things. And if we're having to go through these things, that means it's something that we need to learn or we haven't learned. So that's an area we need to cover. Okay? We need to watch out. And you know that if you've ever been hacked before on your phone, you know that most of them come through your Bluetooth. So God taught me, because I had some things that happened to me. Yes, I was hacked. But what happened was that God taught me only to use my Bluetooth when I'm using it. Otherwise, leave it cut off, because I used to walk around with it on all the time. But it was something he wanted to teach me. And he taught me some other things about covering myself, watching over what he gave me, being a good steward. He was teaching me. But remember, it had to come out in your circumstances. We had to walk through some things to learn the things that he's trying to teach us. Now this morning, I just opened up some personal things that I've been through, but I did that to provide a good example for you, thinking that you're the only one that's going through some things. You are not. Evil comes through all of our doors. And why does God let us go through it? Because there are some things that we need to change and become aware of how to protect ourselves. You got to watch it, because the world is coming now and it's not going to stop. I don't care how close you are to God or if you do evil all day long. He's not going to stop. And for those that are doing evil, when it's time to cut you off, you're going to be cut off. You're going to get what you're supposed to get. Whatever the word and the law says you were supposed to get, remember, you will get it. And some things you think God is doing this. No, it's the law that he set in place. And if you're not walking in the spirit, then you are subject to the law or the scriptures. That's what that means. That's what the law is, the scriptures. And so automatically, without God saying a word, if you go against the word of God, the law comes and hands out punishment, justice. Okay? So I don't want you to think, oh, this is God doing to me. No, it's the law that was set in place. Like when the clouds come up, what? You know it's going to rain. When the sun comes up, and if it's too hot, what do? You cover yourself. Well, these things were already set in order before you got too hot or before you were out in the rain. They were already set, just like the word is already set. And it just does what it does. So I want you all to know that if you're not walking in the Spirit, you are subject to the law. Because the Spirit is different from the law. See, although you know the law, the Spirit may tell you to do something different. Okay? You may be walking this way because God told you to go this way. The Word says go this way. But the Spirit is telling you, okay, I don't want you to go this way. Go this way today. That don't mean that you're violating the law. That means you're following the Spirit. The Bible says, follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. So you got to follow God. Okay, follow the Spirit. He sent Christ here. That was the Spirit. Then he gave you the Holy Spirit, or what some people call the Holy Ghost. And the reason they say it's a ghost, because you can't see it. But guess what? You can't see God either. You can't see Jesus. But believe me, they are there. And I know you see this when you violate it and things go wrong. And what you read in the Bible says begins to happen to you. That's when you know it's real. So what I'm telling you today is to stay with the Spirit. Now, let me get to my lesson because I could go on with this. But the title of our lesson is The Will. Very simple. The Will. Amen. That's what we'll be talking about today. Our will. Now, from the earliest chapters of Scripture presents humanity with a choice to act in righteousness or give in to sin. Genesis 4, verse 6 through 7 is going to be our reference scripture today. If you have your Bibles, open them up. If you have our app, open it up. The Bible is in there. If you don't have the app, it's found in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store under Rick H. Carter Ministries. You can find it there. You can download it on your phone, on your computer, on your TV if you have the Amazon Fire Stick. If you have the Fire Stick, you can download it on your TVs. It's also on the Roku box. So you can find us in many places. But our reference scripture today, Genesis 4, verses 6 and 7. And this is so important for us to listen to this. Pay close attention, because we're just as human as Cain was in the Bible. And this refers to what Cain was going through in the Bible. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Or, you know, why are you looking like that? Why you look like you've lost everything? Or, you know, like you don't feel good? Or, you know, life is moving away from you. Verse 7 says, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. I want to read that again. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Now, I hope you were paying attention to that, because sin is real. It's crouching at your door, waiting for what? An invitation. And the invitation has to come from you. And most of the time it comes from uncertainty. You don't know what you think. You don't know what you feel. You just know what you feel like doing. And it's looking for that to persuade you, come this way. I got something for you. The Bible says to rule over you. This passage highlights that sin is not a distant concept. It is alive, waiting, and constantly vying for control over your heart. Your heart. Yet within every person is the God-given will. You hear that word? Will to choose differently, to rise above the temptations, and to act accordingly to what is right. Not according to man, but according to God. And how do you know what's right? You read the word, but the Holy Spirit, who you invite into your life every day, is there to give you wisdom and instructions and guide you along the way, or what we say, down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So God is doing it not for you, but for his name's sake. Why? Because you belong to him. We are all a part of the whole. This is why he says, you are accepted in the beloved. So beloved, today we explore how exercising your will is not just a moral choice, but a part of the spiritual battle that shapes our destiny and our entire relationship with God, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from situation to situation. That means faith to faith. God reminds us that within each of us is the power to choose what is right. Now, when I say faith to faith, you have to have faith for this situation, and then some other things happen. You have to have faith for that, and you're walking down the street and somebody comes up and you have to have faith in that situation. So we're all moving from faith to faith, because if not, you're gonna walk in carnality. Now, I went and looked up carnality. And I want you to understand, I use Mr. Webster, because Mr. Webster used sometimes all of the world's way, sometimes it used God's way, and sometimes it has a little of both in it. But it is wide, it is accepted internationally. So this is what carnality says: preoccupation with or indulgence in the flesh or the body and its passions and appetites. And then it says sensuality. It has nothing to do with faith or spirit. It says sensuality. Now, it had another meaning. It says the quality or state of being merely temporal or worldly. Lack of spiritual vitality. What is vitality? Strength and activity, or maturity. What kind of maturity? Spiritual maturity. So you got that? Lack of spiritual vitality or maturity. We're talking about spiritual. So you got to have it. When you do things on this world, if you have spiritual maturity, you need to use it. Now, I'm not talking about some stranger coming up slapping you and you remember what it say, turn the other cheek. You're using that out of context. Now, that's talking about your brethren or your family or something like that. But it's not talking about the world. If somebody turn and slap you, what you supposed to do? Protect yourself, not be aggressor, okay? But being the one that protects itself and covers itself and get somebody off of them. Romans 8, verse 7 through 8. Come on, Bible scholars. Let's go. Listen and pay attention. Your life is right before you. Verse 7 in Romans chapter 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Why? Verse 8 explains it. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, because the carnal mind does not know God. And when we're talking about carnal, we're talking about the spirit of the enemy against God. We're talking about sensuality. We're talking about appetites. We're talking about passions and not spirit. You know, not the rule of law, not the rules that God expects for us to live by. It's talking about what you feel, okay? Because the flesh wants what it wants when it wants it. You don't care about right or wrong. That's the state of carnality. Look what happened in Genesis chapter 3. And we talked about that last week. In our last four lessons on who told thee that thou wast naked? We go back to Genesis chapter 3, where the enemy, the serpent, was talking to Eve. And he told Eve, what did God tell you about that tree? And she says, well, he said that we should not eat of it, neither should we touch it, or we shall die. So he says, thou shalt not surely die. He says, what he doesn't want you to know is that you will become as a God, knowing good and evil. Now, there is so much wisdom in what he just said. And if you were listening, he said you would be as a God, knowing good and evil. So what did you know at that time? You knew only good. You followed only God. Think about it. He told them to name every plant, name every animal, name every tree. He named everything, and he did exactly what God told him, so he only knew good. He only knew God. But when she took up the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and gave it to her husband, what happened? Well, the Bible says that God asked her, what have you done? Why was he saying that? He said, because she didn't know what she had done, but you only knew good. Now he made you, just like he said, he didn't lie, you would be as gods, knowing good and evil. But at the other part to it is, now you got to decide. You had it made when you didn't have to decide. All you had to do was follow the voice of God. But he opened up a whole nother world for you. Now you are like one of the gods. But what did he do? He says, well, now I'm going to have to put you out of the kingdom. You're going to have to till the soil. You're going to have birth pains when you have children. And y'all got to go out and work by the sweat of your brow. It says, God forbid that you would take from the tree of life and live forever. And that's a big statement too, because he's telling you now that if you eat from the tree of life today, you can live forever. Your body may die because of what happened in the garden at that time, but your soul and spirit will live on. Now, beloved, we cannot let anger and temptation control us. My question to you today is, will we rise up and rule over the sin trying to enter into our lives today. Not tomorrow. Don't think about it. Tomorrow will take care of itself. I'm talking about today. That's what's important. You see, this is what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 18 through 25. Come on, Bible scholars, let's go. Put your boots on, put your hats on. It's going to get deep, and we're going to be traveling around to a few of these scriptures. You got to have your imagination on, because you got to be able to see in the spirit. And don't let Satan use it to show you all the things that he going to do to you, or the world going to do to you all. You're going to lose this. Use the spirit of God and let it guide you every step of the way. John 15, 18. This is how it reads. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 19. If you were of the world would love his own. Let me stop right there. If you do things in the world know it, and people of the world know it. There's some people that the law is looking for. You think they don't have some people out there will hide him? He's done something wrong to somebody else. And what we call, he's trespassed upon somebody, took something, stole something, beat somebody, hurt somebody, sold drugs that hurt other people. Okay? He's saying that the world, there's somebody around that will hide, protect, cover, and watch over these people. But because ye are not of the world, but, and remember, but changes the whole phrase. It says you something else is coming. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. Got it? The world hates you because it hated God. So, when you do the things of God, you look like God. You look like Jesus walking the earth, creating miracles, doing things, helping people, moving situations around in this life. That's what you look like, believer, followers of Jesus, beloved of God. Just know that God is with you. You're not alone. Now, let me say this to you. In John 16, 1 through 4, Jesus serves us a warning. He serves a warning to his disciples. Now, at that time when he was alive, he had 12. Now his disciples are you. That's who he's talking about. So I want you to pay attention, because this scripture is talking to you about the challenges that we will face. In this verse, Jesus prepares his followers for the persecution that will come as a result of their faith and association with him. He emphasizes that these trials are foreseen and meant to strengthen their resolve. Do not fall away, and remember the word in difficult times. John 16, 1 through 4. This is how it reads. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended, that they shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Now, this scripture highlights the reality that followers of Christ may encounter hostility, often from those who believe they are acting righteously and doing God a solid. Amen? They think that they're so misguided. You see, the enemy is in our head too. You can't think that everything that comes to your mind is right. That's why you read the word. That's why you meditate on the word, because that is the law. And the only thing can change the law is the spirit. That's the only thing that succeeds the law, because when Jesus came, he says, the law was your schoolmaster until Jesus came. So what he's telling you is follow the law, because the law will let you know what's right and wrong. It's your school. You in school. That's your schoolmaster. You understand that. But now you've graduated, you will follow the spirit. Verse 3 reads, these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. He's talking about Christ. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things said I, not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. What is he emphasizing? That he did not mention these struggles earlier because he was still with them, and he's still with you. But he's telling you now, because he's not on the earth, these are some of the struggles that we will face. And some people will die because you stand for Jesus. Because if you don't, and you take the mark of the beast, because, oh, I didn't want them to kill me. I didn't want to die. I wanted to be able to still buy food and eat. Guess what? If you take that mark, you cannot come back to God. Neither Jesus. There is no coming back from this. So this is what I want to tell you. Stay with him. That's the best thing I tell you. Those are very few words, but they mean so much. Stay with him. Here's my conclusion. Beloved, the battle is over your will, and it is real. And the enemy is relentless. Sin is crouching at your door. Temptation calls, and the world presses in on the ways of the world. But God has given you the power to choose a different route, a different way, a different path. You are not powerless, because through Christ, the Spirit has made you free from the law of sin and death. He has given you a new heart, a new spirit, and strengthened the act according to his righteousness. In other words, he's given you the power to act differently, or to take a different choice, a different way. Today, the choice is yours. Will you allow anger, fear, fleshly desires to control you? Or will you rise up, rule over sin, and walk boldly in the freedom and victory that God has promised each and every one of you? Let the Spirit of God move freely within you. Guide your steps. Allow him to guide your steps. Let me change that. Shaping your desire and empowerment and your will to choose what is right. Remember, your will is not just a tool for decision making. It is the battlefield where your destiny is decided. Choose life. Choose righteousness. Choose God. And as you do, the Spirit of God, who raised Christ from the dead, that same Spirit will empower you to overcome, to prevail in sin sickness and disease, and to live and not die, because that pleases him. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I take authority over my thought life to be led down the wrong pathway. For yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your word says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I invite the Holy Spirit of promise into my life, into my situation, into my home, and everywhere I go. Cover me in the precious blood of the Lamb. Be my shield and buckler. Be my rear guard. Be my angel of protection. I submit myself unto the kingdom to be used for the benefit and the glory of the kingdom. I confess today, I stand firm in my faith that I may walk, live, and have the breath of life in me. My life is the better in my new regenerated body, leading this sinful flesh down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Glory to God. Being led by the Spirit, it is my greatest hope that the things that I may do this day be pleasing before him whom we much have to do, or whom we have much to do. Amen. The eyes of God is whom we have much to do. The world without end. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to thank you for all of your time and attention today, and hope that it landed where it's supposed to land. Thank you, God, for giving me this word. Thank you for releasing it to the people. And I pray that they are raised up and blessed by your word today, that it touched their hearts, that it touched something on the inside of them, because each and every one of our lives are different. And I hope you heard it. Amen. All right, we're not going to keep it long today. We're going to move on. And next week, there's so much I didn't tell you, so I may have something to give you more on this subject next week. We will find out. Come back. Anyway, I pray that each and every one of you will have victory in your lives, that God will show you, that he'll return all the things that you do and all the help that you give others 100-fold. I also pray that you give unto this ministry today and help this ministry continue to flourish and grow and touch other lives. And, you know, there are people out there calling for help and prayers every day, and we need to be able to reach out and touch them. And I thank you for all you're doing. We do need to add more staff on. We do need to grow this ministry, and it needs your help and support. Thank you for those that are already giving and that have given. And I pray a 100-fold return to you, that God bless you for your efforts. And for those that have not, the door is open. It's not too late. It'll be up on the screen where you can give. And I thank you, Father, for your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a great week. Amen. This joy that I have, I have. Oh, they give it, the world can't take it away, take it away.